The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Yeah, let's go. Fox World Travel Show on the air. It is Saturday. It is September 26th. My name is Danny Clayton. Looking over there at my buddy Rose Gray, freshly traveled.
I am. I am still floating on a cloud.
Yeah. You had, what was the phrase? Not travel phobia. No,
itchy
what was
feet?
It? No, because you were dying because I think in your 30-year travel career, you have never gone this long without.
No, I have not. I hadn't been on an aircraft till the first week of February.
Did you have a baby and then travel?
Yeah, my baby had a passport when my baby was 2 weeks old.
Nice. Well, welcome back, and you're going to unveil where you went and what you did.
Yeah, I am. So, first of all, Danny, let's introduce the guest we have in studio today. First of all, I want to let everybody know we are social distancing. This is a giant studio. We're all 6 feet apart. Welcome, Michelle Payette.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. Oh,
we haven't had a real person in here in a long time.
I'm honored.
You as a real person, but yeah, nice to have a real person here.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Nice. You're in the travel game.
I am.
What do you do?
In the travel biz. I'm in business development for a hotel brand called Playa Resorts. So we have 18 all-inclusive resorts throughout Mexico, Caribbean, where Rose just got back from our gorgeous Hyatt Ziva Cancun. Rose, you've got that Cancun glow going on in your skin
does,
right now.
She?
So it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is how this all went down. Michelle and I have known each other for a long, long time. Michelle worked for, we can just say it, Jet Vacations for a long, long time. And we had a great relationship at Fox with Funjet Vacations, which merged with Apple Vacations and became Apple Leisure Group. So it's not like they went away. But Michelle moved on and went to Playa. They were lucky, lucky, lucky to get her. And when I told the listeners I needed to get out of Dodge, I had to stay credible and relevant. And you all had to hear about my experiences. I did a lot of research. I wanted to make sure that I was choosing well. I knew it was going to be Cancun because American Airlines has nonstop daily flights out of Chicago to Cancun. Their COVID protocol is easy in Mexico. We're going to go over that process in just a bit. So that's why I selected that. But when it came to choosing my resort, I was extremely picky and I did a lot of research, reached out to Michelle. Michelle gave me the whole laundry list of protocol at their resorts and how they're operating. And that's how I chose Hyatt Ziva for the resort that I was going to visit.
Nice, nice. So tell us about the place she was at.
So we own all of our hotels, but we partner with companies like Hyatt and Hilton, and that's really benefited us greatly in the COVID situation because they have spent millions and millions of dollars to create these new protocols. We call them our safe stay protocols, and it's been great. So like Hilton themselves have partnered with the Mayo Clinic and Lysol to come up with these protocols. So, I mean, I think Rose is going to attest to this as well, but I mean, it's interesting to say, but I felt safer in Mexico at these resorts than sometimes I have back here. They just take it very, very seriously. Up until last week, we could only sell any resort in Mexico at 30% capacity. So that was tough because you don't really make any money selling at 30%. But we just had to get back into the game of this and everything. And they've done so great in Cancun and Riviera Maya with their numbers and keeping them down and everybody adhering to these new protocols that just last week we were able to now start selling at 60%. So again, Rose is going to talk about her experience, but you really have these resorts to yourself right now, which is quite. So if you thought our service was great before, they are just fawning over you now because they're so excited.
12 staff members for
exactly.
Every guest.
Yes, yeah. Yes. The ratio is fantastic right now.
Cool. All right. We're going to hold you through the break. Rose, I want to hear all about this. We're going to do that next. If you've got questions, too, Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line, that number is 855-616-1620. We will be back on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Yeah, we're back. 9:17, 67 degrees. WTMJ forecast, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, 80. Tonight's going to be mostly cloudy, mild, down to 63. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers, 72. And then it kind of gets into fall mode starting on Monday with a high of 64. Tuesday, 63. Wednesday, 62. We got 67 at WTMJ. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. Rose, freshly back from a trip to Mexico.
Yeah, Thursday night I returned.
Yeah. So, okay.
And we should tell
everybody,
it's not just two girls gabbing. If you have questions, you can certainly call in. We're more than happy to take your calls today, right?
Yeah. But we can definitely talk about Mexico because that's just where you got back. Michelle, would you say, is Mexico farther ahead than all of your other travel destinations as far as...
So we are located, we're located in Mexico, Jamaica, and the Dominican Republic. And yes, by far, Mexico is the one kind of leading the race with. That's where people are going. And a lot of it has to do with the flights. The majority of the flights are going into Cancun, Riviera Maya right now.
Yeah. And Rose, of course, you know, would never not take a nonstop.
No. I'm a very big
Rose
fan of nonstop.
Hop.
I don't like making connections. It's just tempting fate. You know that. So sometimes you have to do it. There's nothing you can do about it. So
her middle name is Direct.
Yes, it is. So one thing I just really want to talk about is some of the really cool things. Like something that blew my mind at Hyatt Ziva was that the beach towels are kept in a cute little zipper canvas cabana that you go and help yourself, and then they're shrink wrapped. So you not only get this fresh, clean towel, but you know hands have not come in contact with the towel because the towel is shrink wrapped. Now that to me sounds like something kind of minor, but it was major to me, right, Michelle?
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's when you go through the resort, there's a lot of those little things that you just never think of. And the towel is definitely being one of them.
And the other thing I would recommend to anybody that's going, because we'll talk about the process and procedure for getting in and out in a minute, but even in the resort, a QR reader that you download onto your phone. Now, if you've got a newer phone, it probably has a QR app already on it. Danny doesn't have a new phone, so he'd have to download that. But what's cool about it is, so now you go into a restaurant. First of all, if you want to see what the menu looks like before you even enter the restaurant, you just take a little picture of the QR reader and you look at the menu and you say, I don't know if I want to go in there or not, but why would you not go into any of the restaurants? Because their food is outstanding everywhere. When you sit down, the waiter comes and brings you a little card, and that's the QR reader. You download that. You look at the menu. Nobody's touching any menus at this resort at all. So we don't have to worry about throwing them away or reusing them. Nobody's touching them.
And that's what they've tried to do is create a touchless kind of community. So there isn't any of that. But I always do like to say, as much as that's amazing, a lot of times people don't want their devices on. They're on vacation and they want to detach from the world and just be on vacation. So when we came out with that technology, a lot of people said, well, I don't want to bring my phone with me or my tablet. So we still focus on that, but we do have disposable menus. So just in case you do want to leave your tablet back at the room, we have the option as well.
And I must have been with only technologically savvy people because everybody had their phone with them or people that didn't want to disconnect. I don't know. But anyway.
Who can ever leave their phone nowadays?
I know. But Michelle's right. That's what vacations are really for. That's what we should be doing. So anyway, that was very cool. That was one QR reader type scenario. Do you know what QR stands for?
I do not.
Quick resource. I had to look it up.
Fun fact.
That's why you listen to WTMJ on Saturday morning, because you get these fun facts.
That's right. Let's head out on the phones. Go to New Berlin. That's where Dave is. Hey, Dave.
Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Thank you.
My wife and I lucked out. We booked a trip in April to go to Hawaii, figuring all this COVID stuff would be done by October. And it turns out that we're departing on October 17th, 2 days after Hawaii opens up. That's very lucky. But Hawaii requires a nucleic acid amplification test, a NAT test from a licensed lab. Where do we get something like that?
There's a couple different places that you can do it. And the last time I was on, we did some research and we found out that CVS had something like that. I'm not sure if that would qualify for the type that you're talking about. But there's a couple of online testing places now that you can go to that they guarantee 48-hour turnaround. So you may want to do a little bit more investigating on that to find out if that particular type of at-home saliva test is going to qualify. But it seems like a couple of them are working, because I have talked to some of our agents who have told us that they've done the research on the Hawaii component and that destination is accepting those COVID tests. So if you Google it online, there's one that was called, I think it was Immutrix RX, something like that. That one was guaranteeing 48 hours. It's $200.
And so I live in Kenosha, and we have an urgent care, walk-in urgent cares that you can. And they, you have to call first thing in the morning, but you can get in the same day, and they actually do give you same day results. And I know that those ones are. So you could check locally at an urgent care.
And probably a cost associated.
There was.
With
I
it.
Believe it was $140.
Oh, there yeah. you go. That's even better. So a number of them now are doing it because it's a necessary evil. Oh, I shouldn't call it an evil. It's a necessary thing that they have to do. So a number of various clinics and drugstores and things are knowing that they've got to turn these things around in less than 24 hours. So you just got to kind of do your checking where you live and find out what will work for you. But yay for you. Yes. I hope it really works out.
I'm very jealous. Hawaii is my favorite of all time.
Yay.
Well, way to go, Dave. You made him jealous.
Thank you. Yeah, we need a 72-hour turnaround, and we're having difficulty finding it, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're out there. They're out there. You got to find them, and you got to pay for them. But at this point in time, you're probably willing to pay just about anything to make it
Hawaii's
work.
Hawaii's worth it.
The money is not the issue of all the things.
Yeah.
Well, right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Aloha.
Aloha, Dave.
923. We'll be back. Join us at Acuta Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620 WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
925 at WTMJ. Yep, Fox World Travel Show on the air. I'm Danny Clayton. Rose Gray is here, and we're going to say hi to somebody's mama.
My mama, yes. So Bonnie Payette, I have to say hi because I'm making all of her dreams come true by being a guest on this show.
Really?
She is an avid listener. My parents are very well-traveled, but they get a lot of their ideas from Rose's show. But yeah, if you call my mom 9 to 10 on Saturday morning, she says, I'm listening to Rose Gray. What do you want?
Aww.
So hi, Bonnie.
I love your mom. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Nice. Text question on the Acuta Mortgage Talk and Text Line. This is from Dennis in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
How was American Airlines safety protocol?
Okay. Well, you know what I said during the break? Well, gang, let's finish up on the resort, and then we'll talk about the airline after the break, but let's just talk about it.
Great segue.
Yeah, exactly. So as Michelle and I were entering the building together, I asked her who she has been flying to go back and forth to her properties, and she's been using various airlines. I chose American because it was nonstop daily service and I had specific dates I wanted to travel. I will tell you this, American Airlines does not block the center seat, and both flights were full. Full, full, full. Now, Michelle can tell you a little bit more about the ones that don't have that do block the middle seat.
For survival, they need to be as full as possible.
They have to. I am not holding this.
Because if we lose airlines, we're in big trouble. Not just the travel industry. That's a huge problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And they're missing out so much on the business segment. You know, business travelers aren't traveling nearly as the capacity they were before. So, we have to make
them pay more, don't they?
They absolutely do.
Yeah.
They like that first class. And yeah, absolutely. But the last time I went down to Mexico, I was on American as well. And my flight was 100% full as well. When I flew United the last time, they are still not selling the middle seats. So, but I did get a text from United saying that the plane was at X amount capacity, and they did give you the option, if you weren't comfortable with that, to change at no fee to a different flight that wasn't as full. So I thought that was great. Southwest just extended their no selling the middle seats as well, I think through the end of the year now. So again, it's just your preference or whatnot. But yeah, if those planes aren't at 70% capacity, they're not making any money.
No.
So basically, everybody wore a mask. It wasn't even an option. The social distancing didn't happen. It didn't. I was that lady that you hate in line going, oh, look, they put spots on the floor so everyone knows where to stand, as loudly as I could so people would do it. And they still didn't do it. They were still bunching up in the TSA line, and they were still bunching up as we were boarding the aircraft.
When someone yelled Karen, did you turn toward them?
I don't care if I'm a Karen.
So. I will say, though, I did travel at the beginning of all this in March, and I've flown as recently
in March,
as,
when it was all breaking.
Yep, I did. I will say that the airlines have definitely become much more strict with the masks.
Yep.
At the beginning of this, you know, people would wear them, but you'd see them have it down around their neck or, you know, not over their nose. They are very, very strict on it now. So unless you are eating or drinking, and even on my last flight, the pilot said, you know, don't abuse this. You know, if you're taking a sip, don't milk it for an hour like we're watching you. And they will come by and tell you, put it over your nose.
Yep. And so that's exactly what happened with mine as well. They give you a little bag that's got a cookie and a little bottle of water, and it's a Ziploc bag. It's all locked up tight. And you basically sit down, and that's kind of the end of it. Everybody was super, super careful with one another. I, you know, noticed that mother with about an 8-year-old child that was sitting a row away from me was helping this child to understand how to lift the mask and eat and put the mask back down and those kinds of things. So nobody was really, really disrespectful of the mask rule.
Was it? It had to be 100% vacation travelers, right?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Right. Not. I did not see anybody traveling in business attire. I did not see anybody getting out a laptop and working on a document.
Who's dressing up for anything anymore?
Right. Right.
I heard it's called the work from home mullet, where it's business on top, party
on the bottom. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
935 WTMJ. I get a mortgage talk and text line at 855-616-1620. I'm Danny Clayton. Rose Gray is here, special smart guest in the studio as well. Good to have you here, Michelle. In fact, we got a text question for you in a second, but let's get on the phone lines to Al in Milwaukee. Hey, Al, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have a question about Washington, D.C. I'm planning to go there, and I don't know where to stay in what neighborhood. Is that a walkable city, or you need to take transportation everywhere? Where would you recommend to stay, like in a central location to everything?
Yes, yeah, so there's a couple of choices here. If you stay within walking distance of the National Mall, for example, there are Holiday Inns and there are Embassy Suites and there's a hotel called the Hamilton and the Intercontinental and the Willard. There's a lot of hotels right in that National Mall area that are great. The thing is, they're very, very expensive, and it isn't always the safest area to be at night. So if you're just going to do day visiting, you're going to go to the Smithsonian, you're going to go to the monuments, you're going to do all of that, that would be fine. And then you just stay in for dinner, order in pizza, whatever, that kind of thing. What another good option is pick a suburb, because they've got incredibly good public transportation. I like Crystal City. Michelle's nodding because there's probably some she knows of too. But you can stay in Arlington. You can stay in a number of the suburbs and take public transportation in every day. It's super easy, super fast, super affordable. And that way you have more things to do in the evening, and you don't have to be quite so, you're not spending a fortune on a hotel that may not even be that fabulous. And you can, you know, go back and forth. So that's kind of my suggestion. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Al. Appreciate that. 937. Here's a text question for you, Michelle. Considering a couple's trip to the Hyatt in Cap Cana. Did I say that right?
You Cap did. Cana? Right, yes.
Thanks. Does Michelle have any feedback on this particular hotel? Thanks.
I do. So that's our Hyatt Zilara Cap Cana, which we just built. It opened November of last year. So unfortunately, we were only open for about 3 months before we had to close down. But I did have the opportunity. I spent 11 days at that property in January. So I consider myself an expert. But Cap Cana is amazing. So it's they refer to it as the Beverly Hills of the Dominican Republic. And it's only 15 minutes from the Punta Cana airport. So awesome just to land and you're at your resort within, you know, having your vacation within the hour. It's on Juanilo Beach, which is absolutely breathtaking. Caribbean Sea, turquoise blue water, white fluffy sand. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous beach. But,
and you were forced to stay there.
I got to take one for the team every once in a while. But I will tell you, the restaurants there are absolutely fantastic. They have a French Tahitian restaurant. They have an Indian restaurant. And we have an adjacent property right next door, which is our Hyatt Ziva. And being an adult, as long as you're 18 or older, you have access to both resorts. So between the two of them, you've got over 12 different restaurants. We've got a water park. So definitely, definitely, you will not go wrong at Hyatt Zilara Cap Cana.
Nice, nice. Ask Your Neighbor continues on this station because we just, Al just talked, was asking about D.C. and somebody texted and said, get a MetroCard upon arrival for easy subway and bus use in D.C.
Yep.
So you're right. They do have a great mass
transit
system. That's
exactly. Oh, perfect. Ask Your Neighbor.
Ask Your Neighbor rolls on. Let's go to Fredonia. That's Nancy. Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. My husband wants to go on a cruise, and I'm afraid to because I don't want to get stuck in a stateroom for how many days. So, and is it safe? How are they running cruises right now?
Well, not yet. The CDC has not lifted the no sail yet. That's coming. Could it be extended? Yes, it's been extended twice. And so I'm not anticipating that, we should anticipate that could happen again. So February could happen. That's a little close in. But I think the people who are cruise lovers are probably saying, I've got to get out there, I've got to do it. And they feel like they want to book it. Now, here's the thing. The cruise lines have changed their cancellation policies to be very beneficial to the traveler. They know that people are frightened and are a little bit worried about what it might look like in February. So look at the various options. Again, the best thing really to do is to call your travel consultant, call Fox World Travel, let one of our travel advisors who specializes in cruises go through the decision with you. Which cruise lines are we looking for your itinerary? Then let's figure out who's got the best cancellation, the most flexible terms and conditions for you, so that in the event that you can't sail, you're not completely out of luck.
Okay, there you go. And when in doubt, work with a travel professional
like Fox
World Travel.
Yay.
Right? Eliminate all the hassle. FoxWorldTravel.com. We'll be back. You want to join us? At a Mortgage Talk and text line. Number's 855-616-1620 WTMJ.
Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
944 WTMJ, 67 degrees. If you just joined us, we're going to catch up on a couple of things like where was Rose because there was a secret trip and she was busting and getting ready to fly. So we're going to cover that in a bit, but we're going to get out on the phones to Carol in Milwaukee. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, and my question is, I am supposed to go with my husband, granddaughter, and great-granddaughter to Florida the second week of November, and am wondering, we have direct flights, and I'm wondering about Rose's opinion of that.
So the screen says in front of me you're going to Disney World.
Yes.
Okay. Have you been to Disney World before?
Yes.
Okay. Then my answer would be different to somebody who had never been to Disney World. If that was going to be your first Disney experience, because there are still various exceptions that will maybe diminish an experience for somebody that has never been there before. You're going to have to wear a mask the whole entire time. Now, it's probably not going to be stifling hot in November. So how old is the grandchild?
The great-granddaughter is 4.
4. And is she wearing a mask now for school or daycare or anything like that?
She has been used to it, especially going to our zoo and things like
sure.
that.
Sure. So that's the thing. Certainly, there's right now they're not allowing hopping between the parks. But truthfully, if you have been there before, and this is not, you know, to say that, you know, you're still going to have some compromises. There's just no way around it. But for those people who have been there before and are still dead set on going, they're still having a good time. I have a very good friend and family who goes every single year. They just came back from 8 days at Disney World in September. That's their traditional trip. And they had a ball. They said the crowds were down. Oh. They said everything was, the protocol was exceptional. And they knew what they were getting into before they got there. So that's, if you, being that you're not a first timer, I would feel very comfortable with the whole situation.
Thank you. I appreciate your opinion
You're
on that.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good time. Family time is the best time.
One thing I neglected to ask you is, what's the status of book club?
Book club's happening Tuesday. FoxWorldTravel.com. You go to resources. You find book club. Now, even if you don't have time to get the book and read the book, you're welcome to sign up. The author is going to be joining Julie Durham, our vice president of vacation travel, who's leading the book club, and you won't want to miss this. So it's the book is called The Jet Setters, and I read it in 48 hours. It's a beach read. It's the 29th of September. It happens at 6 p.m. You can still sign up, get the link, and join in on the book club.
Fun.
Yeah.
Is it sponsored by Solu?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you need wine with a book club.
Right,
okay.
Right.
All right, Michelle, tell us where Rose was on that last week.
Rose was down at our amazing Hyatt Ziva Cancun, all-inclusive resort right in, we've got prime real estate in Cancun. We are, Cancun's kind of shaped like a seven, and we're located right in the corner of that seven. Mm. So we've got that Caribbean Sea literally surrounding our entire hotel. It's absolutely gorgeous, amazing food, service. I can't wait to hear about it. I haven't heard about it yet.
Yeah, so I took the ferry to Isla Mujeres. I had never done that. I posted on social media that I was doing a first-time trip to Isla Mujeres, and people said, there's a place you've never been. But, you know, it's one of those places you kind of got to work at it. You're in paradise.
That's an island.
It's a little island. You got to go to the ferry dock. You got to get on the ferry. I will tell you, that ferry, sanitary, beyond belief. There were people walking around with signs that said both in English and Spanish, please remember your face covering, please remember your face covering. We rented a golf cart for 5 hours. We just took off and explored the island, and that was great. But my favorite part of the entire trip was the day we rented the cabana at the pool, where they came with great big ice buckets of beer for us. They brought cucumbers for our eyes. They gave us a great big coconut drink and a big coconut shell. And if you wanted to, they would stand you up and spray you off with an icy cold concoction of aloe vera and ice water to keep you cool.
And you did that, didn't
you? I did.
Two fun facts about that property that we don't have at any of our others is we actually have, we're the only all-inclusive resort with our own microbrewery. So some people don't like to go to Mexico. I have some friends I call beer snobs. They don't like Tecate or Dos Equis or anything. So they love our resort because we brew three IPA beers there. So that's part of the all-inclusives, as well as we have Pasteles, which I saw you visited, which is our all-inclusive candy shop. And it's exactly what it sounds like. You can go there and eat as much candy as you like.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. It's an all-inclusive candy shop?
It is. And they're right next to each other. So
okay,
I say you go.
My wife is listening. Wow.
Yeah, so you go to the microbrewery, have a couple beers, and then the candy shop is right on the way back to your room. So you just go make yourself a little to-go bag of some sweets and call it a day.
I had a great big to-go box. I had a lemon tart, and I had some fudge, and I had some vanilla bark, and I had some candy. And that was exactly what Michelle said right after we went to Tres Cerveza, Three Beers Brewery, tried the beers, huge screen TVs. So even though the Packer game wasn't one of them, it didn't matter because we had that scrolling along the ESPN. We watched the Dallas game. We watched the Baltimore game. We had a blast. We walked right next door, loaded up a great big to-go box, and went back to our room.
So this is on the island.
No, this is at our hotel at Hyatt Ziva Cancun.
Gotcha.
Yep, and
okay.
Again, it's all inclusive, so all of that candy, the beer, everything is all included in the price.
Oh, and we should talk about the fact that there's an adult experience on site between one of the buildings that has the room, the sleeping rooms, and then you go over to the public area. In between, there is a dolphin experience. Even if you don't want to participate in the water, you could stand and watch for hours as they feed and train these dolphins.
Yeah, and we actually have dolphin view rooms, so they truly overlook this dolphin area. So, you know, it's fun for the kids to wake up in the morning, get out on their balcony, and just watch the dolphins jumping.
Amazing.
I know. You're kind of speechless there, Danny.
I am kind of speechless. All right. We're going to get an Alaska update. We'll do that next on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Okay, we're approaching the runway, but we can still do some stuff. It's 9:54, Fox World Travel Show. I'm Danny Clayton. Rose Gray is here. And Sean, our producer, this is his last show with us. And so, dude, we just wanted to say we're going to miss you a lot. You've been fantastic. You, like any number of your generation, got out of college and right into COVID. And so now you got a full-time gig, so congrats on that.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah. Appreciate it.
We are going to miss him. Like, I can't even imagine coming in here and not having Sean to talk to.
I know, that's kind of crazy. But you're going to be doing lots of, like, wedding video type stuff, right?
Video editing is what I majored in college, and I got a full-time job in it, so I'm pretty excited.
Producing the Danny Clayton Show is not what you majored in?
No, I was a part of a college radio station, the production director there, so I created commercials and stuff like that. I did that for a year, and I got this job. They gave me a chance, and I've been super appreciative of it.
Yeah, so, yeah. Somebody wants to break into radio, you can fill Sean's role. There you go. All right,
Danny, our little bird is leaving the nest.
We've had many birds.
We have many birds.
All onto different things. All right, let's talk about Alaska real quick.
So I definitely talked to Colleen at the end of day yesterday, and she said, if you just don't mind, please, 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 what's going on with Alaska? We've still got space on her Yukon trips, June 22nd, the 13th of July, and the 3rd of August. Those are all Alaska Yukon trips. And there's some great, great promotions and specials and deals and onboard credits and all kinds of things that end on the 30th of September. So you don't want to miss out on those, because there's drink packages and things like that included. And then I also want to say that I'm going to do something insane next August. I am going to do back-to-back Alaska trips. I'm going to be in Alaska for a month. Next August, I'm going to be doing my regular 6-day land, 7-day inside passage cruise on the 2nd of August. There's a couple seats left on that one. And then I'm going to fly back from Vancouver to Anchorage, meet the next group that's coming in for the Yukon trip. And then I'm doing that on the 17th of August. So,
wow.
Yeah. So that's going to be kind of exciting.
Okay, in our final couple of minutes, what do we need to know about the status? Somebody needs to get out of town. Cancun was where you went.
I did. I picked it because it was easy.
It can happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So American Airlines direct flight?
Nonstop flight. Flew out of Chicago, stayed at the Sheraton Four Points. Everything was...
Parking was fine there.
Parking was fine there. Nothing too exciting there. And then did some research and picked Michelle's beautiful, beautiful property, Hyatt Ziva. So you heard what we had to say about it.
And the Hyatts in Mexico are ready to rock, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. The Hyatts. We've got Panama Jacks. We've got Hilton. I leave Monday. I'll be staying at our Hilton Playa del Carmen, which is an adults-only resort. Literally one block from downtown Fifth Avenue in Playa, so cannot wait.
Have you ever been counted how many times you've been to Mexico?
Oh, I don't
know.
No clue.
No. Are you packed?
No.
Okay.
God, no.
But she and I are of the same cloth. I know exactly what goes in that bag.
Yeah.
So it really didn't. I was still putting stuff in at 3 o'clock, and I was leaving at 3:30 for the airport.
And I'm a good packer. I can get away with 10 days in a carry-on. I'm a professional.
Well, okay. We need to mention this place again, because I'm getting texts like crazy.
I love it. That's amazing. Hyatt Ziva Cancun. So we have our...
Z-I-V-A.
Z-I-V-A. So we have our Hyatt Ziva Cancun, which is... our family, all ages. And then our Hyatt Zilara, which your other caller mentioned, that's our adults only, 18 or older.
Okay.
So Ziva is our family brand. Zilara is our adults only.
But if somebody needs more information, they can get a hold of Fox.
Absolutely.
Right?
All those agents are amazing.
Yeah. And we believe in that, right?
You're
going to spend a lot of money on this stuff. Get it right.
Right.
Work with somebody. And it just makes so much sense.
Right. And so exactly what happened is I reached out to Michelle. She gave me some suggestions. I talked to a couple. I have to tell tell you, I talked to a couple of our destination wedding people because we book a lot of destination weddings at these properties that Michelle represents, and they've got nothing but glowing, glowing reports. Good. And so I'm spoiled. I got to go where I feel comfortable.
If you're comfortable, it is time to travel. Michelle, thank you for joining
us. Oh, thank you guys so much. This was fun.
Rose, see you in a week.
Yep.
All right.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.